You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Trending report time. Well, obviously, the news that's sweeping the nation. We now have a former president who has been convicted of a felony. That hadn't happened before. Donald Trump found guilty on all 34 counts in the hush money payment trial. And I don't want to spend too much time on it because I know people take their sides, and Jeremy and I do not want to take sides on this. We are simply reporting.
I'm sick of all of them.
If you are wondering, this does not impact his ability to run for president of the United States.
He can get elected from prison.
Yeah, the Constitution says only three requirements are age, citizenship, and residency. Another question that somebody raises, well, can he vote for himself? Because, you know, in many states, if you're a convicted felon, you can't vote. Florida, which is where he lists as his home, is one of those states that defers to the state where the conviction took place. Uh-huh. So they would defer to the laws of New York, and New York says if you're not actually in prison, you can still vote.
All right.
So if you're in prison, you cannot. Once you get out, if you're an ex-convict, you can go back to voting again. So Florida says, we'll do whatever New York says.
All right.
Anyway,
Now we know,
and that's what's going on with that. Locally, Aditi Muthukumar, we've been following her. She's the eighth grader from Westminster at the Scripps National Spelling Bee. And out of 148 they said they started with, she did not win, but get a load of this. She finished in fifth place. Top five in the country is spectacular. So congratulations to Aditi. The word, by the way, that tripped her up in the 13th round. This is almost unfair. It's some word. They even say it has unknown origin. The word is Liluit. Liluit. I don't know how they pronounce it. Liluit. I couldn't have spelled that.
No, I've never
heard
it.
If I wanted to.
Yeah.
Anyway, she finished number five, and we salute her here from the Dom and Jeremy show. Clint Eastwood turns 94 years old today.
Still kicking, huh?
God,
I think he's still directing, too, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, good for him.
94. Speaking of movies, the new movies that are out today, if you want to go see Diane Keaton in yet another movie, it's called Summer Camp, about old childhood friends who have drifted apart but come together again for a summer camp reunion.
Hey.
Eugene Levy's in it. That'll entertain modern audiences, I guess. There's a movie called Ezra about a stand-up comedian who takes his autistic son on a road trip. And Robert De Niro plays a part in that, if you want to go see that. And then Viggo Mortensen, who so many women especially absolutely are totally in love with, has got a new Western that's out called The Dead Don't Hurt.
Whoa.
Doesn't look that good to me. Willie Nelson is releasing his 75th album today.
God.
I'll just move on. Pretty interesting story that's out about the top five states that people never want to move away from. They call them sticky states. They're the places where people are so happy they never want to leave. I was adding it up. I saw the story. I was like, how many states have I lived in? I've lived in six states in my life and two countries. And then there's some people like Jer who you've never left Littleton in your entire life.
This is where my roots are. Yeah, I'm planted.
But Colorado is not one of the top sticky states. Number one, Texas. Yeah, those people. I just got back from visiting Texas. I'm telling you, they do think of themselves as a separate country. They just do.
Yeah.
North Carolina's on the list, Georgia. The least sticky state in America, it's our neighbors to the north, Wyoming. I guess people want to bail from Wyoming.
Well, it's windy, you know.
So
get
windy
out of there.
Yeah. What else is going on? Lenny Kravitz is in the news because he says he hasn't been in a serious relationship for 9 years. But dig this. He says in those 9 years, he's been celibate the entire time.
Oh.
And he calls it a spiritual thing.
Spiritual?
So well, Lenny Kravitz has not slept with anyone in 9 years. I guess you just got to take his word for it. Like, why would he lie? All it takes is one person to come forward and raise their hand and say, no, I slept with
Lenny. False.
9 years celibate.
Wow. That's a, well,
I couldn't do it. I mean, I couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it. Dom needs
some booty.
I just
couldn't
do
it. I don't care how spiritual it is.
Dom needs his booty.
And with that in mind, we will turn around and play some Lenny Kravitz here after the trending report. Any excuse I can get to play.
Yeah, you love him. You love him.
Quickly, news for nerds, some dinosaur news. They have a virtually complete Stegosaurus fossil. That's one of those dinosaurs that your kids love so much, the Stegosaurus.
Yeah.
They say this thing could go for $6 million. And that has pissed a lot of people off because they think, like Indiana Jones said, that belongs in a museum.
Yeah, I could see if I was a billionaire or something, I would totally scoop that up, put it in my living room. It's a state dinosaur of Colorado, don't you know? So
see? Anyway, its name is Apex, and it's going to go for probably $6 million. Get a load of this. There is a team at the University of Wisconsin that invented some headphones. They're AI-powered. But the beauty of these headphones is that if you're ever in a crowded room that's very noisy and loud, you put these headphones on, you can hear just the voice of a single person in the crowd by just looking at them.
Well, that's going to be great to eavesdrop.
It's like the ultimate noise-canceling headphones. All you do is look at one person, and you can just hear them.
Like if your spouse is cheating and they're at a restaurant or something, you put those on and you stare at them, and you can hear what's going on.
That's right. That is right.
Yeah.
Two food stories. One says that people are afraid of peanut allergies with their kids, so they try to keep them away from it. One study says that maybe that's backwards, that if you feed your toddler peanuts, it might prevent them from developing a peanut allergy. That's interesting. And a study in Belgium, we're going to trash the story as soon as we announce it. The study found that eating chocolate cake might damage your DNA.
Oh, no!
La, 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 la. We can't hear you. La, 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 la. What else is trending?
Well, our sponsor, Efficient Comfort. Get your air conditioner ready for that summer heat. Book your complete 22-point AC maintenance inspection by May 31st. What? That's today. Get it done. It's $128. EfficientComfortCO.com. I have my own little science story this morning. I couldn't get enough of this story this morning. I posted pictures and a video on my personal Facebook. Scientists at the University of Cambridge have created a third thumb that people can use to open bottles, sort through playing cards, pinch your wife on the booty.
Where does it go on the hand?
So it attaches to your right hand and it goes right underneath your pinky. And they say volunteers who strapped it on quickly adjusted to the extra digit. It's controlled by a sensor placed under one of your big toes. So I guess if you like push down on your toe or something, it squeezes the extra thumb.
So it's a thumb on each side.
It's a thumb on each side, and this is brilliant. It's like being a chameleon almost, where you can just pinch things. And I could see if this was perfected on both hands, like you could scale buildings with this because you got two strong digits on each side. So check out the pictures in the video. It's fascinating and very cool. It makes me wish I had a real second thumb on each hand. It's really, really neat. I have a story here about flying and how flying has become so depressing, and flight attendants are happy about this because nobody wants to join the Mile High Club anymore because flying sucks. It's essentially lost its sexy status. One flight attendant put it as, well, you're in a cramped aircraft now. Just the stress of getting to an airport, getting through baggage, getting through security. Flights are full. Bathrooms are smaller. There's less space. And she's like, it's not really a time to be sexy anymore. Nobody on board is thinking, hey, let's get it on. And so nobody is joining the Mile High Club anymore. And the flight attendants are like, this is great because, one, they don't have to bust horny passengers anymore. And two, there's like a ton of legal issues about if they do catch you and where you are in the air as far as, you know, jurisdictions, whether it's legal or not. And they're like, we don't have to go through the hassle and the paperwork and all that if people just stay in their seats now. So that's kind of funny to me.
It's funny you talk about the hassle of it. Quickly, when I was sitting at the airport in San Antonio, they were boarding a flight a couple gates down to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, that is a three-hour drive. It takes you 3 hours to drive. So you would really go to all the hassle of packing, going to the airport, going through security, waiting, boarding, taxiing, taking off, getting there, having to land, having to get...
Do it in the car before you get in.
How in the world would you choose to fly when something's just a 2.5-3 hour drive?
Oh. Yeah.
The time is ridiculous.
Yeah, the time. That's funny. Yeah, just hit the road.
Just get on the road. You would have been there by the time your plane was landed.
Right, that is a hassle. God. I have two sexy men stories for the ladies. Matt Rife, comedian, taking 2-week break from his touring due to health issues. He postponed his shows because he has extreme exhaustion symptoms, and he's nearly fainted multiple times. Are you familiar with Matt Rife, Dom?
Oh, my God. I used to think that he was one of the best at working with the crowd. And then my wife went off on him about how she cannot stand him.
Oh, God. Total opposite on my Facebook. The women love this guy.
Yeah. I'm not saying she's...
Careful when you look him up. You might get lost in his eyes. I'm telling you.
I think what he does working the crowd is really fascinating.
He's great.
She was like, he is such a... She went...
Oh my goodness.
She had a visceral reaction against him, which weird.
That is a first. That is definitely a first. Luckily, his next concert here, June 19th at Red Rocks, or show, I guess I should say, June 19th at Red Rocks, so hopefully he'll be rested up. And then Chris Hemsworth, sexy guy news number two, he's in talks to do a crossover film between Transformers and G.I. Joe. Now you have my attention. Now I'm totally into this sexy guy. Teaming up two popular 80s brands on the big screen. And count me in. Count me in big time. And then I have this story about Madonna. Some D-bag fan is suing Madonna because her concerts are just too sexy. But that's just one of the many complaints. He's suing Ticketmaster or whatever and Madonna. They say that he's mad because the tickets are expensive. The concerts are not starting on time. They're hot and uncomfortable. She's lip syncing and she's flashing pornography without warning. Oh, I just can't take this concert anymore.
Oh, boy.
I bet you she will win this lawsuit. It's just, this guy's a puckered little man, baby, isn't he?
That's funny.
I want to tell you anything else. I do have a Fat America for those of you that love Tic Tacs. A new chewy version of Tic Tacs is coming out this summer. A couple different flavors. And you ever had the orange Tic Tacs, Dom?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Delish.
Crack. Crack in your pocket.
But they're too loud.
They are too loud.
I
Screw the chewy Tic Tacs.
Because I would put them in my pocket and I would every time I walk.
Give me quiet Tic Tacs. I don't care about chewy ones.
There you go.
Clickbait.
Hey, make your way to our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I know you're going to want to watch this. I don't know how you can turn it down. A man broke a Guinness World Record by typing the alphabet in 25 seconds, you guys. But he used his nose on the keyboard. How could you not log on and watch this? It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
And how did he discover that he could do that, you know?